The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into Zura Energy Partners. This is especially for those of you maybe newer to energy investments.
That's right.
We're looking at how they handle the big questions, speed to market, safety, which is huge profitability, and just making sure things run smoothly.
Yeah, the goal here is to pull out what makes their approach attractive for you, the investor. Why this specific mix of tech and control might be interesting in the energy sector.
Okay, let's unpack this then. When we talk about Zura Energy Partners, what's the basic tech giving them an edge, particularly in the battery energy storage system market, BESS, you know, these big batteries?
Right, BESS. So Zura has this exclusive right to a BES that works directly with EV charging systems.
Okay.
But the real kicker, the thing that stands out, is their patented tech for faster grid interconnection.
Faster interconnection. How does that actually work? Lots of companies have patents.
Well, think about connecting a big battery to the grid. Usually it's slow, complex, lots of red tape, approvals, sometimes years.
Yeah, I've heard about those delays. Nightmare projects.
Exactly. Zura's patent is like a smart adapter. It optimizes the connection, makes it almost plug and play with the existing grid.
Plug and play? Really?
Well, maybe not that simple, but it drastically cuts down the time. We're talking potentially years down to weeks or months.
Wow. So for an investor, that means seeing returns much, much faster.
Precisely. Faster profits, less capital tied up waiting. It fundamentally changes the risk profile for deploying these systems.
That speed is definitely appealing. But you mentioned safety earlier, and with batteries, that's always front of mind. What makes their tech safe? What are they doing differently?
That's crucial. Absolutely. So their system has the highest safety rating you can get in this market segment. It's UL certified.
UL certified. Underwriters Laboratories.
That's the one. Global standard. Means the battery's been pushed hard in third-party tests.
Mm.
Extreme conditions. Heat, stress, you name it.
Okay, so it's tested. What else? Well,
they also have multiple redundant safety protocols built in.
Mm.
And something pretty new, a proprietary tech for ongoing cooling while the battery is actually operating.
Ongoing cooling. Hmm.
And importantly, these specific batteries, under all those stress tests, they've never exploded. That says a lot about the design and safety focus.
Never exploded under stress tests.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Reassuring. Okay, so fast deployment, top safety. Let's talk about the money side. How do you make sure you're buying low and selling high with energy? That arbitrage piece.
Yeah, energy arbitrage, it's key. They use specific proprietary AI software for that.
AI software, okay. Like other trading platforms.
Sort of, but think of it like a super smart day trading account just for energy.
Yep.
It watches the grid prices constantly. They fluctuate wildly, you know.
Right.
You program it based on historical data, set your buy and sell limits, and it goes to work. It makes real-time trades. Buys energy when it's absolutely cheapest.
And sells when the price is highest to maximize the profit.
Exactly. Sells at the time and price to get the best possible return. And this isn't static. The AI has been fine-tuned over a long time. It keeps learning, adapting to the market to squeeze out the best revenue.
That sounds very powerful. Yeah. Almost too automated. Is there anyone watching the AI or is it just running itself? What about investor confidence?
That's a fair question. While the AI is automated, it's definitely not hands-off.
Yeah.
There's crucial oversight by professionals, experts in energy trading and arbitrage.
So real people are involved.
Absolutely. Operators can log in anytime, see exactly what the batteries are doing, check the EV charger sales, monitor the AI's trades.
And they can step in?
They can step in, make adjustments if needed, fine-tune things. Real people are ensuring the software is running optimally, making the most money. They've put a lot of time and, frankly, money into perfecting this balance between the AI and human expertise.
Okay, that makes sense. That blend. So wrapping this up for you, the listener who might be looking into energy investments, the key things with Zura seem to be unique patented tech for speed getting set up, top-tier safety ratings with that UL certification and cooling, smart AI working 24/7 on profitability, and importantly, real human experts watching over it all.
Right. And maybe that leads to a final thought for you to consider. How might this specific combination, this blend of advanced tech, AI, and real-time human control start to change the game in traditional energy markets?
Yeah.
How might it reshape what energy investment even looks like?